From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. I'm joined by Jonathan Dunkley, one of four candidates for the U.S. House seat in Central Arkansas. The other candidates, Gwen Combs, Clark Tucker, and Paul Spencer. Thanks for being in the studio. We're going to talk about health care today.
Thank you, Jacob. Glad to be here and appreciate KUAR for having me.
The Affordable Care Act and what to do with it, what not to do with it, dominates everything and has for every election for a while now. Mm-hmm. So let's start off with, and we're going to get into your solutions about what to do, but I want to know what your assessment of the Affordable Care Act is as is.
So the Affordable Care Act, to me, was historic legislation passed by President Obama. We had an opportunity. I think Democrats have been working on that since the times of the great Franklin Delano Roosevelt, on how do we address health care and access to affordable health care options for folks. And so President Obama, again, with the help of Democrats across this nation, passed that historic legislation. I saw that as a beginning, as a start. Not perfect legislation. It didn't benefit everyone as we all want, right? We want a solution for everyone.
What are some of your solutions, I guess?
Yeah. If I had a personal quib, it would be the mandate that we had to buy private insurance, right? Mm-hmm. That was one of my only issues with it. So my solution is that we move away from the private insurance marketplace altogether, remove the profit motive, get away from a profit-driven system, and move towards a people-centered system. And what do we mean by that? Yeah. We simply mean Medicare for all. If that's the system that our government has said, we have this system in place for the elderly, the most vulnerable of those amongst our populace. Our mindset is follow what Senator Sanders is pushing for and spread that across everyone. There's no need for a veteran system that clearly has flaws, than a Medicaid system for the less fortunate amongst us, than a S-CHIP system for the children, then Medicare. You see where I'm going with this. And then the private insurance marketplace. Mm-hmm. For everyone that's healthy, but we need to pay for the high-risk pool, and we're all divided up into these confusing networks where we can see certain doctors at certain times in certain places, right? And so then there are other costs after you've paid your deductible and your premium at the counter, right? And it just continues on to be a gigantic mess. And we say do away with that, move to a universal option.
What do you say to those like, I guess, Clark Tucker or others that defend parts of the private system that some people like, maybe particular employer-based plans? Some people don't have such good employers, but some people have good employee-based health care that they enjoy.
I say that the majority of the working-class individuals that I run into here in the 2nd Congressional District haven't articulated that narrative to me. Then I add to that the small business owners that have spoken to me on this campaign trail haven't said that to me either. Very few people that I speak to care to spend their money on a health insurance premium. They want health care. Prove to me that private health insurance is what we need. I don't see how that moves us forward as a people. And when I talk about being progressive and the most progressive, this is one of those points that I differentiate myself with, you know, Mr. Tucker, is that this progress moves all people forward, regardless of their ability to pay. I think he's speaking to those folks who have like Cadillac policies provided by their employer, where they have these six-figure jobs in the first place, and they're paying very little, if anything, towards their premium. Most people are paying around $5,000 a year for their health insurance premium, plus other out-of-pocket expenses. So, again, I challenge anyone to say that private health insurance is comparable to a Medicare for all solution, and that people get better care because of it.
The other argument, perhaps coming from Republicans, said something like this before, is that not everyone should get free health care. The idea of it is counterproductive to people being productive citizens. It'll incentivize laziness and give people things they just don't deserve that cost too much for the country.
Yeah, again, I think Representative Hill is representing outdated mindsets. And most people know that healthcare is a God-given right, and that's something that we should protect as a nation. The ability for people to access what we've been saying, affordable, not free, affordable. There's nothing free in life. We've communicated that from the very beginning. All of us would like to be debt-free. I think that's the one thing that free people get on board with. But providing free healthcare is not the goal here. The goal here is to control cost, and we're clear. With our education, we understand that if you remove the profit motive and we focus solely on providing that health care and allowing people access to great providers and managing that care. There are managed care providers here in the state of Arkansas right now to help with regulating that the doctors are recommending the appropriate procedures and to keep cost in check. And they check algorithms all across the country to get a sense of what kind of treatment does this type of ailment require? And is the doctor in line with that? So Representative Hill, you know, again, I think he's outdated on many of his mindsets, and we're talking about progress for the people. He's a banker. His main concern has to be on profits and making sure the stockholders win at the end of the day. I am a public servant. My main goal has to be on people and making sure that they get the services they need at the end of the day. And that's why I see, look, health or insurance companies can go and insure all sorts of other products. Our health doesn't have to be one of them. It's not that new of a concept and idea. We would just be catching up with the rest of the industrialized world, right? And I think it's time that we look at Senator Sanders' plan. And when I get to Congress, the mindset is that we will be working together with the other elected officials from all over this country to create similar legislation in an effort to provide that to people now.
I've been speaking with Jonathan Dunkley, one of four candidates for the U.S. House seat in Central Arkansas. That's the 2nd Congressional District. Early voting's underway. The primary is May 22nd. The other candidates, Gwen Combs, Paul Spencer, and Clark Tucker, will be speaking with them later this week as well. Thanks so much.
Thank you. VoteDunkley.com. Have a great day.